Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I'm grateful that you're starting your week off with us as we're talking about Hebrews chapter 11, the Broken Mirrors series that we're in right now, especially looking at the lesser known characters, or at least some of the lesser known characters in Hebrews chapter 11 that are often referred to as heroes. But what we have said along the way is that they are broken heroes at best. And certainly the character that we talked about this past weekend and that the passage, the devotional passage is tied to today in Hebrews 11, 32 and 33, none more broken probably than him. And in Hebrews 11, we talked about the core value of reaching priority, which means that we are missionaries. And I think for those of us who maybe are lean a little more in the self-righteous direction, that maybe struggle a little more that way, boy, it's tough to see Samson as the example of reaching priority. His life was designed to be a light. His name, his parents gave him his name intentionally, right? It means sunshine. His life was designed to be a light, and your light, your life is designed to be that, as is my life, is designed to be that, to be light. And Samson seemingly squelches that at every opportunity. From an early age, he understands that he has been given a Nazarite vow, really, from his parents, and that came from the Lord, right? From the Lord's wisdom for his life. He wasn't to drink alcohol so that his judgment could never be questioned. He wasn't to touch anything that was dead because it would render him unable to go into the temple. He would be ceremonially unclean, and his hair was to never be cut. That was this outward visible symbol. And so what God does is God gifts Samson with this incredible, great strength. But, he's strong on the outside, but really weak on the inside in a lot of ways. He has this physical strength, but it's really supported by a spiritual covenant. And yet, throughout the choices that he makes in his lifetime, he consistently undercuts the spiritual covenant to the point that he really doesn't even recognize that his physical strength is based on that spiritual covenant and the Spirit's work in his life. And so he doesn't listen to his parents. He, in essence, doesn't listen to the people who are around him. There's this scenario in chapter 15 where the Philistines attack him with, or attack Israel with 1,000 men, and they understand that the reason these Philistines are attacking is because of Samson. So the Hebrews send 3,000 people to go down to see Samson. And Samson allows himself to be bound intentionally in some ways to attack the Philistines. So his own people betray him into the hands of their enemies, and he allows it in essence, again, all along the way, breaking another portion of that spiritual covenant that he had made, not even seeing it. Towards the end of his time, when he had his leadership really as a judge in Israel, when Delilah shaves his hair, there's this famous verse in Judges chapter 16 where he says, "I'll just go out and shake myself as before," when the Philistines are coming to attack him. And there's a little verse there that's often quoted that says he didn't even know that his strength was gone. And I think that's one of the scariest verses in all of Scripture. Like, that there are moments where I could rely on my gifting to the degree that I don't even know God's Spirit is not present. And so many times in our lives, our gifts outpace our relational depth with the Lord. And do we want to guard against finding ourselves in that place, that space, that reality? So I'm going to pray that for us today, that our depth of walk with the Lord would outpace our giftedness to save us from the results of Samson, that we would read God's word in, that we would pray it back up, and that we would live it out on a daily basis. So let's pray together. God, we do pray today as we enter the day. In some ways, Lord, we see you in the circumstances of Samson's life. You were betrayed by your own people into the hands of their enemies, betrayed by the Hebrews into the Romans, but you allowed it to happen. You actually chose it to happen, just like Samson, so that he could fight a battle and be a deliverer. But you're the ultimate deliverer. You're the one who has delivered us from our sins. And so, God, we're grateful for that. And as we start a new week, we want to lean into our depth of relationship with you. Lord, help us, save us from not being people who just rely on our gifts and our appetites. Lord, the consequences of that are so devastating. But God, I would ask today for your presence, that we would see, that we would see you, that we would live out this faith, this substance of things that we hope for, God, and the evidence, the conviction of the things that we see in our lives and in others' lives, that God, as we see it, that we would believe it, that it would become really rooted. The deepest part of who we are is seeing you and loving you and living out our gratitude for you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.